Pasuk says, "Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged Ahor," that Yidden camped in front there, opposite the mountain. Vayichan is singular. Rashi says that they camped there ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, as one person with one heart. And it's only when we united as such, how we have a single unified desire to serve Hashem together, where there's no hatred, no envy, only love and caring. And that's how we approach Har Sinai. And that is what the Agoda means, that when it says that if he would have brought us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah Dayenu, and everyone asks, how would it be Dayenu? The whole purpose of going to Har Sinai was to be Mekabel the Torah. And what's the significance of going to Har Sinai in and of itself? And the answer is yes. The fact that they camped there by Har Sinai as one, that Achdus that they had, gave them a special bracha. That's the name Yisrael was given when Yaakov Avinu overcame that Malach, and he was successful with strength, control, and balance, and with a unity. And that is what Yisrael is about. And then Hashem tells us, "Vayim tishmayim tishmayu v'koyli ushmartem es brisi v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim." That if you listen to my voice and keep my bris, then you will belong to me exclusively. That's what segula means. Rosham Shofal Hirsch says that segula means it's an exclusive possession that no one else has, except the owner is entitled to it, no one else. So when Hashem uses the word segula to define our relationship with him, he is basically saying, you belong to me exclusively in every aspect of your nature, with your entire being, with your entire aspirations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking that we make all of it our existence depending on him alone, and allow him to shape us and him to direct us with all our actions that we do. And that's what Yisrael is. So we see from here the unique, special gift of being Ba'achdus, of being one. And then the fascinating Yesod that he says, Va'atem ti'uli mamleches kehanav goy kadosh. Hashem will say, says to us, you shall be to me a kingdom of kehanim and a holy nation. This is a gift to every single Jew. The amazing potential available for those who are willing to maximize it. And it's brought down that every single Yid, every single Jew, every single soul is part of that Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh. And it could be covered up by layers of various negativities or things that we fall into. But ultimately, this is the gift. It's intrinsic. We could do tshuva, we could uncover, we could correct whatever negativity that's there. But when we focus on the fact that we're a Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh, that allows every single person to aspire to become special, to become connected to Hashem, to become in his level like a Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. We said you can't actually be that level in Kedusha or in Nevuah, but in Tzidkus, yes, we could reach a level like that because Hashem gave that gift to every single one of us. And that's really an important yesod in this week's Parsha and in the whole concept of Kabbalah Satorah. Now going back to Vayichan, of being one, from that Rashi that says Ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, Rabbi Yerucham says that we see from here that Ahavas Yisrael is a hakdama to Kabbalah Satayra. You really cannot accept the Torah and be Makabal the Torah properly without having Ahavas Yisrael, feeling like one. And the result of Pliskin growth through Torah brings down from Yitzhak Avarkis that says that Vayichan, besides meaning encamping, also is a Lashon of Chain. Vayichan is a Lashon Chain, a finding favor, which means is Vayichan. The people found favor in each other's eyes and therefore found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. And when you see the faults and shortcomings of somebody else, you become distant from them. And when you see the good qualities and positive aspects of another person, you become closer to them. And this is what Klal Yisrael did when they came to Har Sinai. There was an anava there. There was a bittul there. There was an idea of allowing yourself to see the good in others, the love for others, the seeing the good in them. The humility and love goes hand in hand. And that itself is the requisite of Kabbalah Satayra. Another thing that's an important site in this week's Parsha, when it says, Kaisoymar Leveis Yaakov Isagad Levnei Yisrael, and Rashi says that Beis Yaakov refers to the women, and the Bnei Yisrael refers to the men. And to the women, you speak in a softer tone of voice. That's the Soymer. And to the men, you speak in a harsher tone of voice. That's the Vayidaber. That's a general rule, that basically that the generally the men are able to be makabel that taychacha better, and therefore they could handle that stronger expression, while the women are softer natured, and therefore you convey it to them in the way that they could be makabel it, which is a softer tone. That's the saimar. But Rav Ruchel of Olvitz springs down in Das Taira that this is just a guideline. Basically, this difference between men and women as a general rule applies also to specific personalities, whether you're men or women, meaning that when a person is by nature more sensitive, and you see that, and you see their feelings would be more easily hurt, those people, one needs to be careful to speak in a softer manner, and to focus on the positive benefits that the person will gain, and show them the sweetness of the Torah. And talk to them in a very sweet, encouraging way. And that's a very, very important yisoid. It brings down from the Pe'er Ador of the Chazaynish. An educator asked the Chazaynish to protest about something in a very strong language. And the Chazaynish replied that the only reason people pay attention to what I say is because I don't speak sharply, generally speaking. If I would raise my voice like a shofar, I would lose the chance of influencing those who are far away. So yes, you had in the Chazaynish, there's certain things where it was like Yehoreg Valyavar, where he was very forceful because he felt it was a pikuach nefesh or sakana or that important to Yiddishkeit. But as a general rule, the Chazaynish is mahalach, as you see clearly in this Pe'er Ador story, is that he was not harsh in his language. And he realized that basically people are sensitive, and they need to be have the keli to be makabalit. So that's a big yesod here that Reb Ruchem brings, that even though Rashi says, and it's from the Pasuk, that generally he spoke to the men, women in the softer language, and in the men in a more harsher language, each one according to what they would be able to be makabal. But the lesson behind it is the tuna of each person, to know what they are. And master educators are able to do this. For example, they know they could sense with certain boys or girls, whoever they're interacting with, they have tougher skin and they're able to handle something. And sometimes you could talk to them in a little more firm way and it won't crush them. And that's what they need to hear. And that's good for them. And then there are others that are much more sensitive, and you speak to them in a harsher tone, they'll turn away or get upset, or they'll get crushed, and they get this, you know, they'll get totally shattered by it. So we need to understand as educators, and as when you're dealing, and if you're not sure, you basically are cautious about it and see the possibility that they maybe have a softer nature, a sensitive nature, and you talk to them accordingly. It's brought down from the Svarim that the Parsha, when you live with the Parsha, you also live with the experiences that are brought down in the Parsha. So for example, you know, people who in Parshas Emor goes through the Yom Tovim, it's like Yontif. And Parshas Yisro is the same. Obviously, Parshas Yisro, the way the calendar is not Shavuos time. But nevertheless, because it has Matan Torah in it, has the Kedusha of Matan Torah comes into that Parsha, comes into that Shabbos. And it's a Shabbos of Matan Torah. It's a Shabbos of Shavuos. It's a Shabbos of Vav Nissen, of Vav Sivan. We experience that Kabbalah Satayra on that Shabbos, and to learn all that those lessons of that Shabbos, to really work on this Vayichan, that they all came to Har Sinai ke'ish echad b'lev echad, and we could do that. There you had physically all of the millions of people in Klal Yisrael, Anoshim, Anoshim, Ataf, where they settled as one in one place. We could have the Vayichan, even though we were spread around Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, many in Eretz Yisrael, many in America, and all these other countries, all these other places. But if on this week, on this Parsha of Matan Torah, We read the parsha. We say Vayichan. We're going to prepare for Matan Torah. We're experiencing it. And we're going to go as one. And we're going to be Mekabalet as one. And we're going to love each other and respect each other. And be unified with each other. And see the milus of each other. That is the hachana of the proper hakar of Kabbalah Satira. And we'll be all be zeicha to that special Kabbalah Satira again. Rabbi Yoel Desi explains, it's sort of like a spiral staircase. People think that when Shavuos comes, or Parshas Yisrael, where you're experiencing Matan Torah again, that is just going back and reviewing ancient history. Doesn't work like that. It's Mechadish B'chol Yoyim Tuvay Maaseh Bereishis. Every Shavuos, Ara comes of Matan Torah and every Shavuos. And when there's a Kriya Satira of the Aseres Adibris of Matan Torah, there's a special light that comes down then. That is that very light of Kabbalah Satira that they experienced Klal Yisrael when they actually received the Torah. We were all there, and we all experienced it, and we all can experience it again this week as we hear the Kriya Satira and as we've been Mekabal the Torah. To learn that lesson of Ayichan as an Akdoma to Kabbalah Satira, and that we are all one. And that is what Hashem wants, and that's where Hashem gives his nachas, gets his nachas from us, and how he's willing to give us the Torah, and that's how we get a chelek of Torah. It's not separate from the achdus of Klal Yisrael. It's one and the same. And when we practice achdus and ahava and a simcha of each other and removal of kinah, that is how we mekabel the Torah, and we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are one with each other. Have a wonderful Shabbos.